This episode of the WW Review is sponsored by Magical Mara Designs. Do you enjoy showing off your love of Disney by wearing Mickey or Minnie ears, but get tired of wearing ones that are uncomfortable and give you headaches? Check out the made-to-order ear designs at magicalmaradesigns.com. We've got cute and comfortable Minnie and Mickey ears made to order. We've got Maleficent to Beauty and the Beast, Adventureland to Star Wars Land. Check them out at magicalmaradesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik, and we are all in for a treat today, because we're going to learn about Mickey Mouse, but the information's not going to be given by me. Now, I know what you're thinking, this is a unique show, and it is, it's a special show. So let me explain. So Tim Van Swole is the social studies teacher at Manteno Middle School, and his kids were given a research project that corresponded with Mickey's 90th birthday. Now, some of Tim's kids picked Mickey through the war years, and some of his kids picked Mickey in foreign countries, while others picked information on animators and voiceover actors, and yet some even picked Mickey in representation in video games and the theme parks, all of which are amazing topics and explore Mickey as American history. But enough of me talking. Without any further delay, I'd like to present the 6th grade social studies students at Manteno Middle School.
My name is Abby. What is the purpose of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse? The purpose of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is to teach children and to entertain them. Mickey Mouse is now teaching children their colors and to identify shapes and to count. Parents and grandparents can trust that with Mickey Mouse on for their children, they can wander off and do tasks they need to do. Mickey Mouse is also a great show to entertain children. The show includes fairy tales, mysteries, fun, adventures, and etc. Mickey Mouse can also help your child grow to learn more about their environment and social skills. Mickey Mouse's first show came out on May 5th, 2006. That is why Mickey Mouse's purpose is to teach and entertain children.
Awesome. You did great.
My name is Macy. I was talking about how Mickey's first public appearance became so popular and why it's Mickey's birthday. I guess the real question is, when is Mickey's real birthday? First, Mickey was created on October 1st of 1928. On this day, Walt Disney created a character named Mortimer Mouse, but Disney's wife did not like that name, so she changed it to Mickey Mouse. Then, in 1978, Dave Smith determined that Mickey's first public appearance should be Mickey's celebrated birthday. Until this day, November 18th will always be Mickey's birthday. Next, Mickey's first public appearance is Steamboat Willie. Steamboat Willie was premiered on November 18th in 1928 in New York City. Finally, Steamboat Willie became so popular because it was the first cartoon film with synchronized sound. It was even so popular that everybody talked about the synchronized sound more than the real film. Did you know that Minnie's birthday is also on November 18th? It is November 18th because Minnie was also in Steamboat Willie.
Awesome. You did good.
Hello, I am Carol. Here we go. Here's Mickey's origin. First off, he was a mouse, or named Mickey. At first, Mickey was a rabbit, and his name was Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. After that, Mickey would have been named Mortimer, if not for Daisy's wife, because she hated the name. Mickey also used to be in circles, which limited his movements and was black and white. Mickey was also voiced by Disney himself. Mickey has also done a lot of things, like becoming a football hero, a hunter, a tailor, and a symphony conductor. That's just a few. Mickey has also saved Minnie countless times from muscular bad boys, while also getting Donald Duck into trouble. Also saving his dog Pluto from the dog catcher. While all that was happening, Mickey has posed with every U.S. president since Harry Truman.
Yeah. You did awesome.
Thank you.
Peace out.
My name is Nate, and
The summary I'm doing is how Mickey Mouse grew in the comics. First, in the mid-1930s, Mickey comic books were being produced in Italy and the UK. Publishing Mickey comic books in the United States was pioneered by the third Mickey Mouse magazine series. Next, the comic publishers who oversaw merchandising for Disney. The publisher the following year recruited Western Publishing to handle production and publication. Then the American Mickey Mouse title experienced changes in artist, publishers, length, cost, and printing quality. In 1966, inspired by the James Bond spy mania of the period for three issues, the comic was titled Mickey Mouse Super Secret Agent, with stories of Mickey and Goofy becoming international spies. Finally, by the 1970s, contents of the Mickey Mouse title mostly consisted of the reprinting of earlier stories, sometimes from Walt Disney's comics and stories. Or other Disney publications. They publish most comics six times a year. They make 2,296 dollars from only one comic.
That's awesome. Do you know what Mickey Mouse is called in Italy? He's got a name. He's not called Mickey Mouse.
Isn't he called like Noah? That's the German one. He's called like Mickey Mousy or something.
No, close, but not for Italy. Wait, when you come to class, which classroom are you?
Third hour.
Okay.
It's the first one.
Okay, cool. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's completely different. It's not his name. He's got a different name. Okay?
All right.
Thanks, buddy. You did a great job.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Larissa, and the Disney Christmas comic strip and its history. Walt Disney's perspective on Christmas is shown in ways such as Disney films with Christmas themes, Disney comic books with Christmas stories, holiday traditions both in the past and current to this day at Disney theme parks, and more. Then, during the 4 weeks before Christmas, the Glendale News Press newspaper featured a special daily Disney Christmas comic strip that ran until December 24th. There were many people involved in the Disney comics. One of them was Frank A. Reilly, who oversaw Disney's comic strip department for 29 years, which was from 1946 till his retirement in 1975. Frank A. Reilly wrote the stories for the Sunday-only Disney comic strip, Walt Disney's Treasury of Classic Tales. After that is when he retired. He died in 1977.
Cooper.
Okay.
My topic is Mickey in comics. Mickey was born in November 18th, 1928. On January 13th, 1930, the first Mickey comic was made. During the first comic strips, Walt Disney made the comics. Comic strips himself, because they just started making them and they were still trying to find someone. Finally, Walt Disney found someone to do the comics. His name was Gottfredson. Walt said that he would only be temporary, but Gottfredson worked on the comic strips for 45 years. The most famous Mickey comic strip is Mickey Mouse Outwits the Phantom Bolt. This comic strip is kind of like Batman and the Joker, because the Phantom Bolt keeps coming back and Mickey stops him. That is the end of my summary. I hope you liked it. See ya.
My name is Allison, and preparing how Mickey Mouse is looking. Yeah. For those who don't know, there's a Mickey Mouse comic series that started in 1930 and is still going today. Such a big part in Mickey's history, some may wonder if Mickey in the comics bears any resemblance to the one in the films that you know and love. I've written this summary to tell you that, yeah, it does. One reason I know this is because, like the Mickey in the films, he finds himself in lots of different situations. He'd be found saving a cattle ranch, flying a mail plane, solving mysteries, searching haunted castles, fighting mad scientists, or even just facing the day-to-day realities of finding yourself the owner of a rogue elephant. Another reason that, unlike the films, is that Mickey Mouse acquires some injuries. And although that wouldn't be classic Mickey Mouse without physical comedy, some examples are when he was electrocuted, He battled with Little John. He's rolled inside a piece of paper. His hands caught a mouse trap. You basically get the idea. He's kicked around a bit, but also deals his fair share of damage. Third reason that I like the comics, the films, is that all the original characters are there, such as Minnie, who was in some of the first, but others like Goofy or Donald appear in some of the later ones. Before them, there are people like Mickey's pal Butch, his horse Tanglefoot, and Horace Horsecollar. The last detail that proves the comics and the films are alike is that the drawing style is the same, pie-eyed style. If you compare a comic to the film, you can see the resemblance. Fun fact, did you know that the comic was drawn with the same guy, Floyd Gottfredson, for 45 years? That's nuts. Conclusion, the reason why Mickey Mouse comics are not as different from the films as you might think, that he goes on multiple adventures, gets into fights, all the original characters are there, the drawing styles are alike. Just read out from the comics, they're pretty funny. This is the end.
You did an awesome job.
Thank you.
You got a good speaking voice, too. You did a really good job. 45 years doing comics, isn't that crazy? That's amazing. It's like half of his life, you know.
When he got into Disney, he was excited to start doing animating. Yeah. And then the guy who was originally started doing the comics, he quit because he was overloaded with work. So they said they were putting him on a temporary job until they found a replacement, but he just ended up doing it for 45 years.
Do you know who was the person credited with drawing Mickey Mouse? What was his name?
Floyd Gottfredson.
He was doing the comics, but there's a person in credit for actually drawing the first physical representation. Like when Walt was on the train, he kind of did a rough sketch, but then he handed it to one of his animators. Remember his name? Any chance? It's okay if you don't. What class are you in? Are you in the first, second, third? What class are you in?
I'm in eighth hour.
We're going to talk about it. Okay. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Holly, and Mickey's role in representation in the Disney parks is an optimistic brave hero. In 1923, the Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio was producing films that reflected Americans' ideal version of themselves. Usually, this idea featured a hero with strong work tactics and bravery against fear to conquer his foe. Also, by and during World War II, Disney characters were becoming a beam of light in the darkness, and hope for families who were caught in the middle of it all. According to SmithsonianMag.com, Mickey Mouse and friends joined the ranks of the Statue of Liberty and Uncle Sam, Bethany Bemis. In addition, Walt Disney and his creations were dedicated to the ideas, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, as said on SmithsonianMag.com. Therefore, meaning Walt Disney and his creations were there for the country and attempted to make dreams come true. The Disney parks also has several rides, games, etc. dedicated to past heroes. In conclusion, Mickey's representation and role in the Disney theme parks is to be an optimistic, brave hero.
Good job.
Thank you.
So, here's some cool things about him. So, you know, he was part of the war effort, mm-hmm. Mickey Mouse. So you were talking about the optimism and pairing up with Uncle Sam. And so, look at being him on the side of an airplane.
That's cool.
War effort. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people just related Mickey to Americana and good and optimistic. So they wanted to put him everywhere. Really cool.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Ava. I'm here to discuss Mickey's representation and role at the Disney theme parks. Everyone probably has a good idea who Mickey is. If you were like me, Mickey was probably your childhood hero. First, let's talk about what Mickey represents to almost everyone who meets him. He represents fun, happiness, joy, and can bring smiles to everyone's faces. If you are thinking right now and you're like, well, Mickey is only for kids, you thought wrong. Even in times of illnesses or you are really overwhelmed, Mickey can make you feel better. Next, I'd like to talk about Mickey's outfits. Even if you think this is going to be boring, it gets better as it goes on, and every video or movie has to have a boring part, right? You can find Mickey in about almost everything, from his original outfit to in safari gear outfit. If you go to Magic Kingdom, you will find Mickey in his magician outfit and can take pictures with him. One of my favorite outfits of Mickey's is when he's in his chef attire, because it brings back so many childhood memories. Then, have you ever noticed how many items Mickey is on, like watches, clocks, clothing pieces, purses, etc.? Do you know that Mickey Mouse's first appearance on a product was in 1933 on an Ingersoll Waterbury clock? Last, I know it's almost the end of the video. Have you ever noticed that at the Disney parks there are hidden Mickeys almost everywhere? I'm here to tell you the top 10 most hidden Mickeys. Number 1. In the Haunted Mansion, the plates on the dining table in the banquet scene are in Mickey-shaped. Number 2. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. In Rabbit's Garden, one of his radishes is grown into a Mickey-shaped head. Number 3. spaceship Earth in the Renaissance scene to three white paint circles on the table are in Mickey's shape. Number four, living with the land, you can find plants and others arranged in the shape of Mickey. Number five, Tower of Terror. During the pre-show film, the little girl in the elevator is holding a Mickey-shaped item. Number six, Rock and Roller Coaster. During the pre-show, the cables on the floor are shaped like Mickey. Number seven, Bizarre Furry. When you find the lizard on the wall and look at the black spots in the middle of his front leg, they're shaped like Mickey. Number eight, Maharaja Jungle Trek. The mural on the left has the king's earrings in the shape of Mickey. Number nine, Secret du Soleil. In the restroom, there is a classic Mickey on the floor. Number 10, Disney Days of Christmas. Look for a brown rock on the chimney with two other ones for the ears. I hope you like my video on Mickey representations in Walt Disney theme parks.
Hi, my name is Ava. And what is Mickey's role or representation at Disney World, you ask? Well, Mickey serves as the base of Disney World. Lots of things build off of him. For one, hidden images of Mickey are splattered all around the parks with the Hidden Mickeys feature. You ask, how is this an example of Mickey helping out the park? Well, just in case the place wasn't fun enough, Mickey's hidden versions of himself add a little fun and games to the park. These Hidden Mickeys inspire tons of guests to be on the lookout for those three little circles known as Mickey. However, the hidden version of Mickey isn't the only version of Mickey that park goers are looking out for. All around the parks are dozens upon dozens of character meet and greet locations that all guests young and old can snap a selfie or get an autograph from Mickey Mouse. This is an important role for Mickey to play because people can't wait to see Mickey, a character who before now they've only seen on TV. But not only does Mickey inspire guests to come and visit him, he also inspires tons of shops and restaurants around the parks. Restaurants and shops that fall into this category include the famous Chef Mickey's, and Mouse Merchantile, Mickey's of Hollywood, Mouse Gear, and many, many more. The importance of this representation of Mickey at the parks is that it gives these locations a unique theme and takes them from ordinary to extraordinary, just like everything else at Disney parks. Aside from all of this other Mickey-inspired stuff, all around the parks you can find Mickey starring in shows. Some of these shows are in theaters and on screens, like Mickey's Filler Magic and Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair, co-starring the Disney princesses. And others are live entertainment. Some of these shows are Let the Magic Begin and Mickey and Minnie starring in Red Carpet Dreams. By Mickey playing a part in these shows, he just adds a little Mickey magic to the whole atmosphere. When he isn't starring in shows or greeting fans, Mickey hosts some pretty cool parties. These include Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party and Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, both of which he dresses up for the occasion and does his usual duties. Aside from the shops, shows, restaurants, and parties, Mickey somehow finds time to make an appearance in some awesome parades. You can find Mickey in multiple daily parades as well as special parades which occur at the parties. I think that's easy to say that Mickey has more than one role at Disney parks. Whether it be Hidden Mickey's, meeting Mickey himself, shopping in his stores, eating in his restaurants, attending his parties, or watching him in a parade, no matter what park you're in or what part of that park you're in, you can always find something Mickey. So it's pretty easy to say that Mickey's role at Disney parks is to be the base of the park.
My name's Jacob, and I'm going to discuss where Mickey can be found and what are his roles in Disney parks. First, you can find Mickey at the Town Square Theater at the Magic Kingdom. Mickey will perform magic and take pictures with you. Next, you can be told stories of Mickey's great adventures with him dressed up like he's in the jungle at Disney's Magic Kingdom. Third, there will be a grand opening at Epcot every morning where it is prime place for you to get Mickey and his friends' autographs. Finally, the final top spot where you can find Mickey is at the Contemporary Resort in the restaurant at the buffet where he is the chef. You will have time to talk as Chef Mickey goes from table to table. This is where Mickey can be found on what he usually does. To add on, Mickey and Minnie will always most likely be together and all of Mickey's friends will be joining them.
Great job.
I'm Rachel, and I'm going to be talking about what Mickey Mouse is like in Italy. Mickey Mouse is so much different in Italy. In Italy, Mickey is known as Topolino, who is essentially the same character who now controls La Casa di Topolino, Italy's version of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Basically, way back in 1932, 4 years after Italian editor Mario Nerbini began printing Mickey cartoons of his own, but he didn't secure the rights to his name and began drawing a character called Topolino, which translates to Little Mouse in Italian, for legal reasons. He eventually did get the Mickey rights from Disney, but since Topolino cartoons had already become popular, he made a slight change to calling Mickey himself Topolino. Topo has remained a fan favorite character in Italian comics.
Hi, I'm Diana. Today I will figure a question that I think at least everyone has at least thought about once. This question is, what is the show Mickey Mouse like in Sweden? First, we have a fact that is very mind-boggling to the average viewer, because it is that Donald Duck is more popular than Mickey. Especially around Christmas, it's a tradition to support Watch Pal Anka, which is Donald Duck in Sweden. There are also comics in store year-round that have Donald Duck in them. Next in name for Mickey Mouse in Sweden is Musa Pig, which is weird. I know what you're thinking. Obviously, it's a different word because it is a different language. Okay, I know. If you find out what pig means in Sweden, it means spirited or alert. Pretty spooky, right? The Mickey Mouse Clubhouse in Sweden can sometimes keep the text on objects in English. This is kind of weird because people that only know Sweden and not English would think it's complete gibberish. They still keep the audio Swedish, though. Next fact is that the first Mickey-related program that starred in Sweden was an album named Mickey Mouse Disco. This released in 1980 in Sweden and is destroyed in physical formats but can be found on iTunes. The last fact is that Sweden doesn't do much dubbing, but Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is one of its exceptions. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse was a kids' show, and that is why it was dubbed, because they usually don't do it for adult shows.
Okay, my name is Grace, and I'm going to answer the question, how is the Mickey Mouse in America different from the one in France? I'm going to answer this by stating some facts and comparing the two countries as I go. Number one, his first cartoon was released to America on November 18th, 1928, whereas it was released to France on May 15th, 1928. So France actually saw Mickey before we did. At least that's what the website said. Number two, Mickey's first movie, Fantasia, was released on November 13th, 1940 to the U.S., and it was released November 6th, 1946 to France. Okay, I'm done with the dates. Now, we're going to look at the last fact. Even though it's not really about Mickey cartoons or anything, it's still a pretty big difference. So, number three, at Disneyland in France, they only have one Mickey Mouse walking around the whole park, so the children get the sense that he's real. And I'm sure you know in the U.S., there's a lot of Mickeys walking around. So those are some pretty big differences, and I was really surprised by some of them. What about you?
Hi, my name is Olivia. Mickey is represented differently in different countries, like in Italy, where they call him Topolino. Most people all around the world call the Mouse Disney character Mickey Mouse, but not Italy. They call what we call Mickey Mouse Topolino instead. Did you know that 4 years after Walt Disney began drawing Steamboat Willie cartoons, an Italian editor named Mario Nervini started printing Mickey cartoons of his own? There was a problem with this, though. He didn't like Mickey's name or likeness, so he began drawing a character called Topolino, which is Little Mouse in English. Today, there is still a Topolino in Italy, but in some ways, he is banned. Italy has a show called La Casa di Topolino, which is their version of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Topolino got banned in some ways by a man named Benito Mussolini just because the dictator's kids liked him a lot. The Topolino in Italy today looks more like our Mickey Mouse now. Another interesting fact is that Pluto, the Disney dog character that is in shows with Mickey, his name is the same in Italy. Minnie, a girl mouse Disney character, her name is Minnie without an E in Italy, which is really close to Minnie's name in the United States. Although Donald Duck is Papalino Paperino, and Daisy Duck goes by Paperina, also Goofy is Pippo in Italian. The English word Topolino means baby mouse, so in Italy they call Mickey Mouse, in English, baby mouse. Mickey Mouse is called different things in different countries and represented differently, too, like in Italy.
My name's Savannah, and Mickey Mouse is very different in different countries, such as Italy, than what we are used to. First of all, as to be expected, it is in a different language and sometimes different graphics. In the beginning, 4 years after Steamboat Willie was made, an Italian editor named Mario Nervini started to make and print Mickey Mouse cartoons himself, but he didn't secure the rights to his name or likeness, so he made his own character called Topolino. Topolino here means little mouse. Then later, he got the Mickey Mouse rights from Disney. But since Top of Line on cartoons were already popular, he made a slight change to calling Mickey Mouse himself to Topolino. But one thing is for sure, that is that he remained a fan favorite. He is so loved that Topolino was banned from Faceless Italy by Benito Mussolini because the dictator's kids liked him a lot. And there's a show called La Casa di Topolino, which is Italy's version of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. And yes, the names are different. Donald Duck goes as by Popolino, Paparino. Daisy Duck goes by Paparina. Goofy is Pippio. And for some reason, Pluto is still Pluto and Minnie is still Minnie. Mickey Mouse is very different in different countries, such as Italy.
Hi, my name is Logan. Today we'll be talking about the game Wasteland. First, Mickey gets put into the world of the Disney Empire. The goal is to help Mickey escape the dark corner of the Disney Empire. The only tools that Mickey can use to help him is a paintbrush and a paint thinner to help him get home. While Mickey is trying to escape the dark corner of the Empire, he encounters Oswald the Rabbit while trying to get home, along with other challenges.
All right, Mason. Epic Mickey, The Power of Two is a video game where Oswald, the Lucky Rabbit's hometown called Wasteland, keeps being hit by earthquakes. The Mad Doctor, a villain from the first Epic Mickey, starts repairing Wasteland. He convinces Oswald to come with him to help. Oswald goes with him, but Oswald's wife does not approve. He contacts Mickey, who retrieves a magic brush and travels to Wasteland. Mickey and Oswald reunite, battle a giant robotic dragon, and get a real surprise. Oswald and Mickey battle robots that look like Daisy Duck, Goofy, and Donald Duck, and the Mad Doctor. He is a robot too. They defeat the Mad Doctor and save Wasteland.
Hi, my name is Jessica. Mickey's Christmas Carol movie. This movie was made from Charles Dickens' movie, A Christmas Carol. It was an animated movie starring Mickey Mouse and friends. This version of the movie came out on December 16, 1983. The production of this movie was Mickey Mouse's big comeback. This movie was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Short Animated Film in 1984, but they sadly lost.
Hi, my name is Natalie. Today I will be talking about the movie Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas. This movie is about Mickey getting three different presents that I will be sharing with you today. First, Mickey's present is named Donald Duck Stuck on Christmas. It is a toy boat, and it shows Huey, Dewey, and Louie learning about what the true meaning of Christmas is after getting into a catastrophe. So here's what happened. First, Huey, Dewey, and Louie have a great Christmas day and are sad that it's over. So they wish for Christmas Day every day. Then they start to get tired of Christmas after doing it for so long and do something so bad it ruins their Christmas. They have then found out that what the true meaning of Christmas is. Finally, they give their Uncle Donald a present that he loved, and Christmas was done after that. Then the second present is called A Very Goofy Christmas. It's the teddy bear because in the film, Goofy and Max have an argument if Santa is real or not, and fight over it until they see him in the sky. So in the film, Mr. Pete tells Max Santa isn't real. Then Max goes to his dad, and his dad tries to prove that Santa is real by staying up on the roof. Finally, they see Santa in the sky, and Mr. Pete was proven wrong. Finally, the last present is Mickey and Minnie's The Gift of Magic. It's about Mickey and Minnie trying to afford presents for each other. They're at their jobs trying to get enough money for each other's presents. They then trade their stuff to get one another something. Finally, at Minnie's house, they both realize that their love is stronger than their money. Finally, the ending of the movie, it talks about what the true meaning of Christmas is, which is to care and share. And a fun fact about it is, did you know that when Goofy picks up the scraps after dinner with the neighbors, he picks up the turkey, but another turkey appears on the table?
Okay, so you mentioned a name about Pete, right? You know what Pete looks like?
Yeah.
You ever seen him? Real big dude, right? What is Pete? What kind of animal is Pete?
It's kind of like a pig-ish, like a hog.
He's a cat.
Really?
Yeah. And he's Mickey's arch nemesis. though he's never really been, but he's kind of like a big bully kind of guy. But it's kind of funny, he appears in Goofy. Have you ever seen the movie you're talking about right there?
Yeah.
Oh, do you like it?
Yeah, I watch it every single day. I come home from school.
Good for you. Good girl, you did a really good job.
Thank you.
Okay, excellent.
My name's Aubrey, and James McDonald's connections to Mickey and other characters. James McDonald was born May 19th, 1906 in Dundee City, Scotland, and James died on February 1st, 1991, Glendale, California. James is known for playing the voice of Mickey, such as the Mickey Mouse Anniversary Show. James is not only the voice of Mickey, but he also does animal noises, like in the movie The Fox and the Hound, he played the bear growling. Other movies James has starred to play in are The Wonderful World of Disney, Academy Awards, Pluto, and Mickey Mouse, and probably more. Other movies James has played animal noises are The Jungle Book as Shere Khan's Boars, Chippendale as Chip, Noah's Ark as the animal sounds. These aren't all of them. In fact, there are 70-plus movies he is either starring in as Mickey or making animal noises. James did movies for over 40 years. James is also the oldest actor to voice Mickey at the age of 40. Believe it or not, James was a drummer both before and during his Disney years. To increase his musical love, he began collecting odd gadgets and instruments to keep his rhythm. Eventually, he started creating crazy sounds that would come together, such as sympathy. Researching James McDonald was so much fun. He's so interesting to learn about.
Hi, my name is Kaylee, and I am reading about Brett Iwan. I will be talking about Brett Iwan's career as a voice of Mickey Mouse. First, Brett was born on September 10th, 1982, in California. He graduated from an arts and design college in Florida in 2004. Next, Brett was an understudy with Wayne Iwine. After Wayne died in
In
2009, Brett was immediately given the job to voice act for Mickey at only the age of 26 years old. Not only can Brett's voice be heard in theme parks, various video games, but also on TV shows. Of course, a show we're all probably familiar with is Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. From 2010 to 2015, Brett recorded 20 episodes. This is because Wayne had already recorded 101 episodes before his death. In conclusion, voice acting can be for any of us. For example, one of my mom's former students from Mantino is a voice actor for a couple of Disney Junior shows called Vampire Arena and Doc McStuffins. Maybe you will be next.
Hi, my name is Bella, and today we are going to be talking about one of Mickey Mouse's voice actors. His name is Jimmy McDonald. He is the first voice actor of Mickey from 1947 to 1977. Unfortunately, Jimmy has passed away, but he will always be remembered in the Disney community. Jimmy was also the head of Disney's sound effects department and created sounds for films. Jimmy was also pretty popular in other films, such as Dumbo, Peter Pan, Sleeping Beauty, and the voice of Chip as Chip and Dale. Jimmy was also a very good person and very loving to his wife, Sarah Roberta Cullen. In my opinion, I think that Jimmy was very good for the voice of Mickey Mouse because of all his experience with Walt Disney.
Hi guys, it's Chris again. Weren't those kids amazing? And I bet you learned something today. You should have been there when the kids were reading their scripts in the classroom. They were so excited. That was fantastic. If you like today's show and you'd like to hear more from the WDub Review, you can find us anywhere podcasts are heard. But most commonly, it's Stitcher for Android users and Apple Podcasts for iPhone users. You can also find us on social media on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram as well. Well, that's it for today, guys. We hope you had a magical time listening to us, and we hope you have a magical holiday. Feel free to let us know what you thought at our Facebook page, which is the WDub Review. Okay, guys. Have fun. Enjoy the holidays.